Good morning. It is March of 2024. I'm Corey Warren, and this is Marketing with Morals. Each week, hear key takeaways from my day-to-day work with e-commerce brands around the globe. Today, we're talking about customer acquisition cost, also known as CAC. Now, you might watch Shark Tank, you might watch other TV shows, and quite frankly, you might hear a lot of people talking about it. But how important is it to your business? Well, the truth is, it's very important. In fact, it might be more important than the ever so popular ROAS, return on ad spend. Now, as you think of return on ad spend, of course, you're talking about paid media ad spend. But ad spend itself is only part of the picture. If you have a healthy brand, you should really focus on what we call the core four, which is owned, borrowed, paid, and organic traffic. As we think about owned, we're talking about email and SMS. As we think about borrowed, we're talking about influencers, affiliate software, turning your existing fans into loyal customers for life. Paid is, of course, paid advertising across all different types of platforms. And then owned, borrowed, paid, and organic is organic social media, of course. Now we're seeing organic social media channels with wonderful SEO optimization and other things, keywords being put in some of the descriptions because people are searching for these things. Even TikTok now with a wonderful creator, research piece of it where you can actually find out what's trending and make content connected to that. So again, going back though to customer acquisition cost, that is going to be the cost that it costs to you to acquire a customer. Now, typically in some third-party, attribution software, there's a couple of them out there, right, to help you get the full picture. The one we use is Wicked Reports, and we love Scott and his team over at Wicked Reports, so we go with them. There is another one called Triple Whale, and then Northbeam is another piece of software that really measures, holistic marketing attribution. And we'll talk about that maybe in another episode. But ultimately, what we want to do is we want to make sure that the customer acquisition cost is the cost to acquire a new customer, right? You don't want your customers that have already purchased from you to see your advertising again, unless there's a special situation like you're launching a brand new product or something of that nature. So if you're not doing that and you don't have any new products and retargeting existing customers is not part of your strategy, then of course, customer acquisition cost, also known as NCAC or new customer acquisition cost, is a very important metric for you. We're going to get into a real life situation here in a second. But before that, I'm going to talk about another definition that is called blended CAC. Blended CAC, honestly, is the result of your holistic marketing efforts, including ad spend, that had you acquire a new customer. It would, stand to reason that if you're trying to exclude all of your existing customers from seeing your ads, the thing that you can't control is someone sharing a wonderful deal or something about a brand, and that might hit an existing customer and they might purchase from your ad spend. Therefore, you see a blended CAC because that customer was not truly new, but they benefited from seeing that ad and it motivated them to purchase, right? Now, whether you should be spending money on, retargeting existing customers or whether you should only have it be new customers, that's up to you. We could talk about the pros and cons of those later. But ultimately, as we think about CAC, it is new customer acquisition cost. So real life situation. Let's say that you have a product that costs $30. It's $29.99 in the store, in your online store, and you run an advertising campaign. Your soft metrics, and we'll talk about those in another episode, but your soft metrics of how much it costs to reach people are on target. Your creative is very good. There's a measurement for that as well. We could talk about that in another episode. But ultimately, you feel really good about the KPIs or the key performance indicators that are getting you, visibility for a customer to purchase this $29 product. And it costs $40 to acquire them. Is that good? Well, one would initially say no. It cost me $40 to acquire a customer that's buying a $29 product. But there's a couple things to think about, right? The first thing I want you to think about is the average order value of a $29 product really $29? Do you have a discount code? Do you have a new customer discount of 10% off, taking it down a few bucks? Do you have in-cart order bumps that would increase the average order value? Do you have a post-purchase upsell that would also increase the average order value? Typically, what we see on a $40 cost per acquisition for a $29 product is we see an average order value of around $44. This is a real life situation with a client who I will not name, but if you have a customer acquisition cost, brand new customer of $40 and they are spending $44 on your store, is that a win? Again, I don't have a definitive answer for you because I don't know about your brand, but my next part of my brain goes to lifetime value. How likely is the customer who purchased the $44 worth of your product going to come back and purchase again? And that, my friends, is the true question. How is the lifetime value compared to your new customer acquisition cost? These are the two most important pieces of your marketing journey, and they are two things that need to be thought about all the time. You need to be analyzing them. If you're on a Shopify store, Lifetimely is a wonderful app that will help you measure the lifetime value of your customer. It will also predict this for you as you march into the future. And as you think about your customer acquisition cost, that should be the target for your paid ads operator, your marketing agency, whoever you're working with. You need to know your numbers as the CEO, as the business owner. I cannot acquire a customer for more than this for my marketing to make sense. And how do you make your ads perform better? Well, you have a solid email strategy, because once you pay to acquire them and they feel like it's trustworthy enough to give you their email and or phone number, now it's up to you to close the sale. All right, everybody. You can find deeper dive articles on fun topics like these on my LinkedIn profile. Just search Corey Warren or C4 Social. It's C-O-R-Y, by the way. Or on our website at c4social.com. And while you're there, feel free to reach out and let me know if there's anything I can do to help you. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.